Radio. Well, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to the beginning of a progressive life. And we're going to be joined here on the air with Dr. Ronald Fineman. Dr. Fineman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm chafing at the bits.
All right.
I have to comment on things said last hour.
Come on, chafe at us.
What's that?
Chafe at us. Go ahead.
First of all, Mitch McConnell is going to be 80 next month.
80.
He's 9 months older than Joe Biden.
I knew he was getting a little long
about that.
Yeah.
Secondly, I did write on Facebook Messenger, but you didn't look at it, to tell everyone, so I'm going to say it out loud.
Okay.
5 years, I started February 2017 when Scott Spears first interviewed me.
Fantastic.
Well, it's not 5 years to the date, it'll be February 22, but 5 years meaning the years, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yep.
And as I wrote on Messenger, I wanted you to know that since February 2017 through the end of December 2021, including last week, 5 years on WWGH, I've been on your show 67 times.
Excellent.
With Scott 25 times. And Adam left 147 times.
But who's counting?
For a grand total of 239 times in 5 years as we begin year six. And this is the 240th time I've been on your station.
You think we'd have a lot smarter audience because of that.
Well, I'll leave that to you. I'm not going to comment on that statement.
No, we have a really great audience. We really do. And we've had several people talk to us this morning. I assume you heard us talking about who could run for...
Yes, well, I think all of you are way off in so many ways.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, first of all, this Jim Renacci that's running against Mike DeWine.
Renacci,
Yeah, he was a House member for 8 years. He lost the second race to Sherrod Brown in 2018. He's not going to stop Mike DeWine from being the nominee. I don't see it.
I didn't think so either. Scott's pretty convinced that DeWine has no chance. But.
And Mike DeWine has an unbelievable record. I'm not a fan of him particularly, but I think he has handled the pandemic properly. I know a lot of people don't agree, but I think he has. But realize this man was in the House of Representatives for 8 years. He was Lieutenant Governor for 4 years. He was Attorney General for 8 years. And now he's, he's also Senator, for, I don't know if I said that already, for 12 years. In other words, he's been Attorney General of the state, U.S. Senator, Lieutenant Governor, and a member of the U.S. House, along with being Governor. And he's a survivor. And I think, actually, since Ohio tends to be Republican, he's probably going to win re-election.
I think he will, too. And I didn't want to argue with Scott. Scott's pretty convinced that the Republicans are going to get up in arms about his positions on, all sorts of things.
Well, I think he's right on it. And by the way, Geraldo Rivera is not a Democrat. He's a Republican,
so he
could not run for governor. And he's also 78 years old.
He's 78?
He's not interested in running, but he's not even a Democrat. He's a Republican, so he's out of the picture.
Well, I know Scott would like to have him run because Scott just had him on the air with him.
Yeah, I know. He's interesting. But also, you look at his record. He's extremely controversial.
He is.
He's been involved in scandals. I don't think it would be that easy for him to be... I realize he's never run for office, he's never won. I don't think he'd even run for it. And, I don't think he would go very far. I mean, we don't need a talk show host or a person for Fox News to run a state, any more than we needed to have Donald Trump running without any qualifications at all.
Well, if we're going to have somebody without any qualifications, why not pick me?
Running, I really think you should. But I want to also comment on Nan Whaley, the mayor of Dayton, how she's being undermined because people say she's a woman. A lot of states have had women in public office, either senators or governors. It's
very
Central
successful.
Ohio,
yes.
Coming to the 21st century. She's been the mayor for 8 years. She's had a very good record, and I think she's someone that's being mistreated by people making it that she's a woman. Now, if you want to say, that maybe she's not that well known, and it is the sixth largest city, her city, yep. Dayton, then we have Marcy Kaptur, who's been in the House longer than any woman in history, 40 years from the Cleveland area. She's, she's 75. She probably wouldn't give up her seniority. She's an extremely outstanding congresswoman since 1983, but Marcy Kaptur is someone who could run. I'm just saying she could. And also Joyce Betty, who was mentioned, I noticed.
Yes.
Joyce Betty also could run.
And I didn't know her.
They don't want to run, but they are women, and they are certainly better known than is, than she is. And then also, I looked it up, apparently everybody's forgetting there's a man running for the Ohio Democratic nomination, the mayor of Cincinnati, John Crowley.
Yes, I didn't know that, quite frankly.
Unless he's backed out since I looked it up. It says he's running.
Okay, well, I will look him up.
He's Cincinnati, the third largest city, so maybe he's the choice.
Yeah, now, I think the reason why Scott was disappointed with Nan Whaley is that she picked a woman to run as her lieutenant governor, and he really thought she should pick a man to get the diversity thing going.
Well,
the lady is African American, so there is some diversity going on.
Yeah, I can see what he's saying, but, this is the 21st century.
It's
going to happen overnight, but if you're always going to use the argument, you can't pick a woman, you can't pick a person who's African American, we're never going to change. So even if it fails, it's a movement forward to have that. I wouldn't necessarily say it's the best strategy by her, but I wouldn't necessarily say it couldn't work. It all depends. But Ohio, unfortunately, has turned to the right.
Yep.
And I don't know, although they have Sherrod Brown, so
yes.
I don't know. It's still a split personality state, and I think Ohio needs to be more moderate. That doesn't mean always a Democrat, but they're going too far to the right, and I don't think Mike DeWine is too far to the right. He's moderate right, which is fine.
Now, I mentioned to Scott, especially when we got off the air, how disappointed I am in the Democratic Party in Ohio. We have just not done. Well, we had Mr. Pepper, who was, I think, a pretty decent leader, but boy, when I ran for office, I got absolutely no support. None, but very little support.
Like Florida is the same thing. The Democratic Party is very weak in Florida. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Although I am hopeful that Charlie Crist can come back and be the Democratic nominee for governor. He was governor as a Republican. And I am hopeful, that Marco Rubio can be defeated as well.
I don't think that'll happen. Do you?
Marco Rubio?
Yeah.
I really think that is a very good chance.
Who's running against him?
He's not a very smart man. He's actually quite stupid. If you look at his background.
Don't miss words with us, all right?
Because he is stupid. He says the most inane things. And I really think...
But he's good looking.
What's that?
He's good looking, though.
Well, he's got big ears, as Adam Lett would say.
Hey, Adam, where are you?
Well, it's true. He always makes fun of him. So does Barack Obama, of course.
Yeah, of course he does.
But Adam, over the years, has always teased him about that.
Oh,
about the fact he has very big ears.
Barack's got to have bigger ears than him.
Well, he's also taller.
Yeah. You could pick him up if you were a giant. You could pick Barack up and throw him in the air, and he'd float for a little while, like a glider.
No, yeah.
That's terrible to say.
Yeah.
All right, well... those two people that you mentioned, the two females, I had not, well, for one of them I had never heard of, and that's a problem.
John Crowley, the mayor of Cincinnati. I also wanted to mention, going back to Florida, Val Demings, the congresswoman from Orlando, former police chief, is the main likely choice to run against
that's
Rubio,
right. Yeah.
And she's a tough lady. She
yeah.
really is. She happens to be African-American, but... Florida has had is more open-minded in many ways than is Ohio, I gather, and I don't see I don't think that should be an issue.
Well, my wife and I have donated a little bit of money towards her campaign.
Val Demings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a good thing and a bad thing. The bad thing was every day we get at least two or three dings on her phone that she needs more money.
I mean, when I have contributed directly to her. As long as you're registered as a member of the party, you get all kinds of
oh, it's crazy.
Deals, yeah.
I had 340-some missed dings yesterday in one day.
From her?
No. From all these politicians asking for money.
Yeah.
And I've kind of quit doing. And I understand it's very important. Somehow or other, we got to find a way of getting money out of politics. But I don't see it happening soon.
We should not allow big corporations
absolutely
to have such power. But that's our Supreme Court, unfortunately.
Thank you very much for Citizens United. Thank you.
Yes. The Supreme Court is horrendous. It really is.
Yeah, and it's not going to change. And I think the chance of, we've talked about this before, but I think the chance of them adding four new Supreme Court justices is slim and none, and slim's leaving town.
So. I wouldn't say it's none, but it is slim. That I would say. Yeah. I would not eliminate any possibility, but it's going to be hard. I agree.
I think that's about the only way that really the Democratic Party is going to be able to have some discourse within the Supreme Court for a while. Anyway.
Well, I'm always so worried about Breyer because he's going to be 84 in August, and there's no hint that he's going to retire by the end of the Supreme Court term.
I'd say from listening to him, he isn't. Yeah.
And, you know, he might say he doesn't plan to die, which is a stupid comment. I don't plan. You don't plan. I don't think Betty White, God bless her, expected to die
before
her birthday. So it's ridiculous, and it's time for him to go before the Democrats. No, they win the control of the Senate. That's fine, but that's playing with fire.
Yeah.
And I'd say he should retire this June. It's enough. He's had what is it? He will have had 28 years on the court.
What do you think of the chance that the vote will go against tradition this time because of...
Which vote are you talking
about?
Well,
for the Senate seats and also for the...
Well, actually, I haven't written up on it yet, but there's actually more Senate seats Republican that are in danger than Democratic.
I saw that. Not
and I think the Senate's going to go Democratic by a few seats, like maybe 53, 54, because those five seats that people are leaving, including Ohio, I really think, you know, that the Democrats have a good chance with Tim Ryan. Really think against the horrendous Josh Mandel or J.D. Vance, they're horrendous.
Apparently it's a toss-up right now.
For those two, you mean?
They're both
horrendous. And compared, Mike DeWine is a charm because he isn't really all that terrible. He really isn't.
Well, no, they're saying...
centrist.
The pollsters are saying that Tim Ryan is at least at 50%.
He
will garner 50% of the vote, which is good.
And I know people who live down here now who are from Cleveland who absolutely denounce Josh Mandel and his whole family, who are very wealthy and have a lot of impact in Cleveland, but they all say he's just horrendous. And this is not because I asked him to say it. They told me this. Quite a few people I know are Cleveland Jews in the past, and they think he's horrendous. And he's also lost a couple of races in the past.
My wife says he's...
them all. J.D. Vance is, of course, a prostitute. He switches his views from his, from the time he wrote his book.
You can't say that on the air.
I'm just saying he was horrified by Trump. Now he embraces Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're both horrendous.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, though.
Notice they didn't use the D word. It starts with D-E-S. Because I know Scott doesn't like it, so I say horrendous now. I think it's a stronger word than the D-E-S word.
Well, he will come in and tell me that we can't say horrendous.
I can imagine his eyes now the way he's looking as he hears this.
he's in his car driving to work and he's upset. I can tell it. No. Anyway. Well, all right. What about Marjorie
Taylor Greene.
Why did I...
She should be removed from Twitter.
I think
she should not be reelected. And there's a Democrat running in her district who I hope can be elected to kick her out. But, you know, I think what's the word I was going to say? It's disgusting, okay, that she... Not D-E-S-T-I-S. It's disgusting that this woman is even in the House along with Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn, the young 26-year-old who is getting divorced after only 8 months, blaming his work for that. No, it's because he's a nightmare as an individual. He's got all kinds of issues.
Well,
people are just horrendous.
What kind of people vote for... people like that. I just don't understand that.
Well, in the case of Green, she had no opponent. I don't think any Democrat ran, because apparently that's a pretty conservative district. But you would think somebody else, a Republican, would have run, but maybe she would have beaten that person anyway.
Yeah.
But this woman started to have some Republicans condemn her. Parkinson's disease. So,
yeah.
You know, so
I can't understand why I put Mary Taylor Greene. That was really stupid.
That's not fair to Mary.
Yeah, Mary is a really nice lady.
Yes, at least you didn't say Karen. Everybody knows the name Karen. People don't like to be called Karen these days.
Well, okay. Speaking of...
Karen's are seen as prima donnas, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's a terrible use of the name, but I'm just saying...
Well, speaking of crazy people running for office, how about Herschel Walker and his bumbling?
He was a great athlete.
Simpson
was a great athlete. Who cares?
Yeah.
No, and I think the fact that Trump backs him, I don't think he's going to get very far. And also, I mean, this is a state that's always had white supremacy problems.
Yeah.
Right now they have a black senator, you know, Reverend Ralph Warnock.
Right.
They want to run Walker, another person who's black, against him. So the white supremacists are not going to be happy anyway because, you know, most likely he's the nominee and there's going to be one or the other. But one is in the spirit of Martin Luther King, and the other one is, well, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to use it. Start with the letter D and let you figure out whatever you want to do. But I think the man is dangerous. He threatens, I think, his girlfriend or his former wife or whatever. And
yeah.
People like that should not be running for public office and should not be endorsed by anybody.
Well, now, I think the white supremacists down in Georgia will do the wink, wink, nod, nod thing and say, yeah, we're getting him nominated. We're going to take over because he's a star, and then we'll have our way with him because, you know, I think they'll go along with it.
Well, they might, but he has no ethics or morality, and Reverend Raphael Warnock, clearly does.
Yes, yeah.
And he's been a pastor just like Martin Luther King of the same Ebenezer
Baptist
Church.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
To me, he's a star figure. He's someone to admire.
Well, did you listen to Herschel Walker's speech this past week? It was unintelligible.
Well, Donald Trump is unintelligible.
Well, that's true.
If you think about it, these people don't see it, but he never made a lot of sense. You know,
no.
So, yeah, well, I mean, these are the kind of people that he's backing, but I think it's going to be a big bust out, and I think the Republican Party is going to really lose seats, certainly in the Senate, but I also think in the House, even though they have gerrymandering, I still think there's a good chance because of reapportionment that actually the Democrats may not be in such bad shape for the House.
I hope so.
It may not be a big lead, but I think they'll keep it.
Yeah, if they do keep it, I think there'll be a lot of breaths of relief because, you know, all the talking heads are saying, oh, they're going to lose seats. It's just tradition.
But it's not tradition to have a former president involved in an insurrection.
That's what I keep saying to my friends who tell me, oh, they're going to lose seats. I keep thinking, yeah, but they didn't have the chance to vote against people as ignorant as some of the people that were supporting Donald Trump and that sort of thing. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also a little concerned about
it. Well, I'm concerned too, but the Senate, honestly, and I'll do articles about it on my blog all the time, but really, I think there's a very good chance that, you know, that the seats that are in danger on the Democratic side are not that much in danger, but the seats that are being vacated by mostly moderate conservatives, now they're having candidates for the Republicans who are much more to the right of center, and I think, you know, like, for instance, Rob Portman's seat, I'm saying, an example. I'm not a big fan of him, but he's reasonable, but I don't think that the two Republicans, J.D. Vance and his opponent, I forgot his name just now, oh my God, for the moment I forgot, just like you forget sometimes.
I forget all the time.
I just think that they're much worse, much more to the far right, and they're both Trumpites, and Portman really wasn't. And that's why it's a danger sign. It really is.
And yet Portman, even as he's going out of office, he continued to vote the Trump ticket. I mean, he continued to vote that way.
Yes, he did. It's true.
And that disappointed me in him because he did sound more centrist and he did sound more logical. I don't know.
Yeah. But talking about the next thing about Schumer, Schumer has a C in it, by the way, S-C-H-U-M-E-R.
Oh, yeah. God, I had a really bad day when I was doing that, obviously.
You didn't do well in spelling, did you?
No, I didn't. And my wife wasn't at home to proofread me.
Anyway, yes. Schumer, I think the Build Back Better bill in some form will pass, not exactly. And I still have the hope with that and with voting rights, that there are a few Republicans who are not going to show their hand in the Senate, I'm talking about, till the vote comes, going to join in to make sure voting rights are guaranteed. Because in 2006, the vote was 98-0. So we're not saying every Republican has to go along. All we need is Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, maybe even a few others of the ones who are retiring, including Rob Portman, to realize this is hypocrisy. You know, after all, these people or people like them voted in 06 under President George W. Bush unanimously to extend it, and there's just no reason why voting rights cannot be restored. It's just horrible that that's not happening.
I think it's a good idea that Schumer has decided, Schumer was spelled with a C in it.
Put it on the record. They're all going to have to vote.
Yeah, they're going to have to vote. And that's going to make some people open their eyes and say, you know, right now they can just say, well, they're all voting in a block. Well, they might be voting in a block, but if your senator or your congressperson votes against it, you're going to be able to say, well, that jerk, I thought he was honest. He was one of the honest Republicans.
And Lisa Murkowski may be facing a tough race.
Yeah.
She's won as an independent before.
Yeah, she has.
And I think she'll win a seat no matter what. And Susan Collins, very mixed feelings about it, but she got elected just in 20. She's got to 26. I would think she should do the right thing and vote to extend the or to back voting rights legislation. And Mitt Romney also, you know, and a few others. But they don't want to tip the hand until they're forced to. But I think when they actually have to be on the record, I'm hopeful that even if we don't get Manchin or Sinema, which is horrible, that we will get some Republicans.
Well, isn't it interesting that the Schumer's decided to do it on the Martin Luther King Day?
Oh, by Martin Luther King birthday. Birthday's the 15th, but these celebrations the Monday, which is the 17th.
Right,
Well, it's appropriate, and the Republican Party is going to be condemned in history if they actually go through and do not allow voting rights they allowed 15 years ago.
I'm kind of wondering, why don't they realize that history's not going to look good at a lot of the things they're doing right now?
I don't understand it either. And for instance, for those who were just elected, like Susan Collins, okay, she might want to run in 26. I think she would probably be able to be elected anyway. But why worry about the future? The job is not there for life. So, you know, if you have another 5 years to go now, it should be enough. And I just don't understand people, because you would think they're going to die if they don't keep a job. While other people, 4.5 million quit their job in November. But you can't get anybody in the House or Senate, seems like, to want to quit, although some are quitting. But I just don't understand the mentality of these people.
Well, when I was running for office, I told my wife I will only be, probably, if I win, I will only be a one-term person, because I'm not going to change my opinion based on what the Ohio Democratic Party tells me I have to vote for. I'm going to vote on my conscience. And where are the principled politicians?
Well, there's a few, but not many.
Yeah. But on the Democratic side, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, but I think Lisa Murkowski will vote for voting rights. I just have a feeling, you know. She's the most admirable of the Republicans. She really is. And I've written about it on, you know, already on History News Network. Mm-hmm. She's the only one whose father was a senator, and then she has been a prominent senator. The other cases have been fathers and sons, but this is a father and a daughter, and this father's still alive.
Oh, is he?
20 years ago, he left, you know, he's been 20 years in the Senate. He retired. He was governor before that.
He must be in his 90s.
And she's been replacement for the 20 years now.
Wow. Huh.
He's like, I think, close to 90.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she is, I think she's quite prominent. She's someone who should really be admired.
Yeah, well, she does seem to have principles. And I don't, much like Liz Cheney, Liz Cheney will never vote the way I would vote on anything.
I agree,
probably.
But I admire her.
But she's got the principles to say, I'm going to stand up for this.
Adam Kinzinger also.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are others.
There was an Anthony Gonzalez, one of the Ohio congressional districts.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to run anymore.
Right.
He's a football player. And a lot better than Herschel Walker as far as his ethics and morality. But he's not running again because of threats and everything.
Yeah.
But he voted to impeach.
Yeah.
I give him credit, too. It's a shame that we're losing him now. You know, he's a conservative, but he's a decent, honorable conservative.
There's nothing wrong with being conservative. I consider myself a fiscal conservative, but...
Now, some issues, I'm a conservative.
I do believe we should have safety nets for those of us who aren't as fortunate as
Absolutely.
You and I are. But, anyway, and... 10 years ago, I was kind of struggling. I would have liked to have more of a safety net, but, well, not 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Anyway, okay, well, I did get a good chuckle this week. I got to tell you, I chuckled out loud when I heard what California Governor Newsom has decided. He's going to take the Texas non-abortion rule and turn it into a rule for guns.
I agree with him.
I do, too.
And it should be safe. It should be done in every blue state. Yep.
And, you know, how are they going to, do you think that'll go through?
Well, it could go through the legislature, maybe. It's a very heavily Democratic state since the 1990s, when the Republicans were trying to outlaw any aid to immigrants, even undocumented, even education or health care. And it destroyed the Republican Party. They only have a small percentage of the legislature and only a few seats in the House. And I'm hopeful Kevin McCarthy from the Sacramento area, the House Minority Leader, might get a strong opponent and be defeated, rather than thinking he's going to become Speaker with no principles or ethics or morals at all.
Yeah, why have somebody as the Speaker of the House that has principles, right?
Yeah.
We've got one, we got a minority leader right now that doesn't seem to have
principles. Kevin McCarthy has no relationship to Joseph McCarthy, except two Republican McCarthys who have both disgraced themselves.
that's good. You didn't quite say the word.
Yes. I want to mention, by the way, Governor Newsom's former wife in the past, who's become a total lunatic and maybe understood years ago, Kimberly Guilfoyle, is now officially engaged to Donald Trump Jr.
You're kidding.
That's what I read the last day or two. Yep.
I knew that they had been kind of arm in arm, but I didn't know that they were engaged.
Yep. So I assume they'll get married. But
she's a pretty woman.
They really are.
She's a pretty woman.
Yeah, but looks on everything. Believe me, they're not. You know, you listen to her shriek as she did, and during the campaign, she's a lunatic. You can't believe it. Well, at the Republican convention, the way she was acting. Just look her up, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I will do that.
And rants and rage,
I did not. Well, I quite frankly didn't watch any of the Republican stuff, so I would.
But some of it shows up online or on the news. But I'm just saying, seriously, you're looking to say, is this woman sane?
Well, she probably isn't. She's probably manic depressant because she went from Newsom to Donald Trump Jr. That's kind of a flip-flop.
Well, they were married years ago, without children. So I think that, I don't know who asked for the divorce, but I think he figured it out that she was not the right person to be, to be a mother, Although she has children with someone else, but I'm always saying she's a mess. She's really a mess. She needs psychiatric help badly.
There are a lot of those in this world right now.
Yes, unfortunately, including children, unfortunately. What's going on?
Speaking of
really
children.
Horrible.
And people that are going to need help. What happened to what's his name? Donald's child with
you talking about his second daughter?
Yeah, no. Donald's child. What's his name?
Donald Jr. or Eric?
No. Donald Senior. Real tall. I can never remember names.
Donald Jr. is his son, and Eric Trump.
No, I'm talking about with Melania, their child.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be 16. I think it's in.
He's very tall.
May, I think, or March. He was born in 2006. He's going to be 16. Yeah.
You saw him quite a bit early in their campaigning, and then all of a sudden you quit seeing him. I haven't seen him for a year.
He's a giant. He's like 6'7".
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah.
Yes.
I was afraid that they had put him in a home.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. He always seemed to be that kid that never talks and always has his head
down. He might have, some people think he might be somewhat autistic, possibly, but not sure. But he also could also just be shy. Some kids are shy, But I've heard, and I'm not sure it's true, that he can really get temperament up and, and threw food back on Air Force One at the person giving him his food. So it sounds to me like he's learning well from his father's antics.
Oh, lovely.
So another Trump that's going to be a problem for the world.
Oh, my.
Probably will want to run for office one day. I may be wrong, but that's what I've read,
Well, I'm
not sure it's true, though.
I hope I hope he can get his life together.
He'll never have any money problems.
No, he won't have money problems. Well, he may have money problems. We may find out in a year or two
that he doesn't have any money problems.
He doesn't have a dime, yeah. And his dad's in jail.
Yes, well, I really think this is the year we're going to see indictments of Trump in New York State, New York City, Georgia, and Washington, D.C.
And that brings me to that last point. Both Ivanka and Donald Jr. Were just subpoenaed. So
yes, and they're going to have to testify or plead the Fifth. But that doesn't mean they can't be prosecuted, you know, if there's evidence even without them testifying, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a little confusing. They talk about civil versus criminal cases. If you can plead the Fifth with one, but if you do, it goes against you in the other.
Yes.
What is that?
I'm not totally sure the difference. I'm not an attorney.
Yeah, I know you're not.
That's my next life, would be an attorney. I thought about it, but I decided not to. But I think they're going to end up in a lot of trouble, and civil and criminal, and I think they're all guilty, and I think the January 6th committee is going to have a lot of hearings, and we're going to learn a lot more, and we're still going to have crazy people who still think Donald Trump is wonderful, including evangelical ministers who are totally crooks, who have made money from the whole insurrection, and yet still claim that Trump's going to come back, or that he's really the president. There's a lot of very disturbed people who are manipulating other people.
Are there still people waiting at the underpass there on the grassy knoll?
I believe so, in Dallas, yeah. John F. Kennedy Jr. to come back.
Oh,
he's been dead since 1999, though. I don't know why they would think he... And also, some people seem to think they would see John F. Kennedy, who would be 104.
Yeah. Yeah,
some people live to 110. Yes.
Yeah, but they don't have a hole in the back of their head.
But meanwhile, I have to put in a word. My God, Betty White, what a wonderful human being!
Yeah.
This is a model for anybody, you know.
And Scott had her he interviewed her several times.
Yes, I saw that, and I mean, you know, I posted a lot of articles on Betty White. And I think, you know, I thought nobody in the world could not like Betty White, but I actually knew someone who did not like her.
You're kidding. Why wouldn't they like Betty White?
Well, because of the way she speaks, because she uses crude language.
Yeah, she's a little crude, yeah.
So what?
Yeah, so what?
Well, this person was a very devout person in his church.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when I visited him, because he had worked with me at Florida Atlantic University years ago, he invited me to Texas, where he had moved. It was very nice. But he was trying to convert me to become a Lutheran.
Oh, okay. Well, I graduated from a Lutheran college, so we could have been buds. I would have shown you the grip.
Yeah, but I didn't want to tell him that Martin Luther was an anti-Semite.
Was he really?
Yes. Persecuted Jews in Germany horribly, you know. And the point is that you don't, when somebody visits you and they're whatever they are, you try to convert them. He was giving me Lutheran literature to take home on the plane.
What?
I didn't want to say anything, but I threw it in the garbage at the airport.
I never heard that Martin Luther was an anti-Semite.
Yep, look it up.
Holy cow.
No joke.
Even though they knew that Jesus was a Jew?
Look, so many people in different Christian faiths have said that, you know, that the Jews killed Jesus and all that, which is bull. And, you know,
it was the Romans that killed him.
Who called me a dirty Jew, a kid, because he was supposedly religious. So I've learned about the hypocrisy of people who distort reality, and that includes people like Joel Osteen today, or Franklin Graham, or Jerry Falwell Jr., all who have their own scandals.
And two of them are sons of famous, maybe all three are sons of famous people who my father really liked.
Billy Graham.
Yeah, really liked Billy
Graham. He, by the way, on the Watergate tapes, made comments against Jews.
Did he really?
Richard Nixon, yes. He didn't do it publicly, but we found out he did. I still would give him some leeway, because I think he overall was a good man. But, you know, but Franklin Graham he was a loser early in life, and he suddenly realized, I can make a living being a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Not have to pay taxes, etc. And that's what a lot of these people do, and these evangelicals particularly. They make a living out of it, exploiting poor people.
Yeah, and...
I can't stand that.
How can you have your eyes closed so tightly that you don't see what's some of these people, Osteen, for instance, look at his house. How can you think that he is Christian? If I recall correctly, a good Christian's supposed to be looking out for the poor and the weak.
But supposed to be, but that's not what a lot of these people do.
I know that.
They don't.
And
yep,
that's
you're
why
right.
That's one of the reasons why I'm no longer a Methodist.
Well, that's also why I'm more of a skeptic. I wouldn't say I'm an atheist. I wouldn't go that far. Mm-hmm. But I'm a skeptic about organized religion, including Judaism, because of Orthodox Jews. Yeah. You know?
Well, and anything that goes to the extent, let's say, of an Orthodox Jewish person or a Bible-thumping Calvary Baptist person, you know, if you go to those extremes, you're taking them completely out of what they were intended as.
And all these groups, when they're that extreme, also believe women are second-class citizens. That's the
I hate that.
Yeah.
I am so proud that I have friends like yourself that have finally understood that women are just as equal as men.
That's right. And that's why we can't have a woman governor in Ohio. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you can't just dismiss it. You know?
I think that her choosing a female as her lieutenant governor might not be the best political decision, but it certainly doesn't make any difference as far as I'm going to vote for him.
Curious, in Ohio, is the lieutenant governor elected separately or together?
No, they're elected together. So.
Okay, so probably it will be a negative, probably, but it's also a step forward. A little like having Geraldine Ferraro run with Walter Mondale in 1984, even though it clearly wouldn't win, but setting the standard that a woman could run for VP.
Absolutely, yeah.
And even with Sarah Palin, and then, of course, with Kamala Harris, you know.
Well,
and also Obama being not white.
Yeah. Now, I think you may have heard, I picked Biden and Harris as the top two to run for office back in November of 2018, even before they had talked about those two being together. And I am so proud that they are, and I think it's a great duo.
Yes, even though we're having so many people panning Harris as someone who should not even be running in 2024, I still think it's mostly because of who she is.
Well, yeah. And
are people be afraid of her or think she's not qualified?
They ought to be afraid of her.
Well,
she'll tear them a new one.
She has quite a record as a crime fighter. She was Attorney General of the state of California. She was DA of San Francisco. She's an outspoken woman in the Senate for 4 years, and I think she's fine, and if she succeeds, God forbid, because something happens to Joe Biden, that's not a big deal, in my opinion. You know, I'm not hoping for anything to happen to Joe Biden, but, you know, I just don't understand this mentality that a person who happens to have a mixed race background and is female can't be seen as a serious person, you know?
Right. Well, like Scott said today on our earlier show, he said we ought to get away from worrying about age. We really do have ageism, and there are some 90-year-olds that are a lot sharper. I'm not one of them, by the way.
Don't say that.
There are a lot of older people that are sharper than the young people. I'll stand up a lot of people against Marjorie Taylor Greene and
Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not even sure who's worse. They're both horrendous.
Well,
so I can say.
But Boebert has her GED.
Well, actually, Green has more than that, though.
Yeah, I know she does.
But she misspells her name. She added an E to it. I'm kidding.
Really? Green does not have an E on the end of it?
Not automatically, no.
Well, I thought it was I wrote Mary Taylor Green, so what do I know?
Go back to Dan Quayle, with how you spell words when he was like VP. I'm just saying that the name Green doesn't have, there's been people in office and others who are named Green, G-R-E-E-N, but she's with an E at the end.
Yeah, she does have an E at the end.
Yes.
So I did get that right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to comment before we go.
Sure.
About one way.
4 minutes, so.
If enforcing the 14th Amendment, Section 3, will eliminate threat of Donald Trump being president again. A simple solution to the threat of Donald Trump running for president again is to enforce the 14th Amendment, Section 3, as passed and added to the Constitution after the Civil War.
Okay, you'll have to tell us what it is.
Yes, it says, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector or president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States, or under any state, who having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress, or an officer of the United States, or as a member of any state legislature, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof.
And he's done both.
Yes. And it's been proposed by Congressman Stephen Cohn of Tennessee.
Excellent.
And also by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. And it can be done by majority vote in both houses. And that's what should happen. They should prevent him from having the ability to run, no matter what happens legally to him.
Yeah.
Or,
now,
court cases.
Do you think he will run? Scott seems to think he will run. I don't think he will.
In fact, I'll be back at speaking tomorrow on the anniversary of the...
Yeah.
I think he will not, because he'll be under legal duress. He has problems with paying for the legal... I don't think he will. He just wants attention and gets attention, because he is a person who always has to be loved, and he's actually a very unhappy person. He's very mentally ill.
That's what his niece says about him, and she's a psychiatrist, or a psychologist.
He knows. Yeah. Believe me, he is mentally ill. Somebody, the way he's conducted himself, he's never treated people with dignity or decency his whole life. He's the most evil person imaginable to have had a chance to be in the White House.
Without having the last name Hitler,
Well, I mean, honestly, if he was back in power, I wouldn't put it past him to set up concentration camps to execute people.
Well,
he has the ability to do it. He doesn't have that, but I don't think he's someone you can trust.
No, I don't either. And like the lady told me when I was running for office, who was late 90s, she said she grew up in Germany, and America, and this was while Trump was the president, she said America is looking a lot like Germany of the 1930s.
Yes, and it's not just this woman saying, it's a lot of people saying that we have a lot of people who use religion or use their own prejudices to think that everything is fine as long as you put a strong man in. But here we have a guy who just endorsed the person in Hungary and has backed Putin and has backed China as far as the leadership, and loves Kim Jong-un, and he is simply someone who has to be stopped and can be under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, but they have to take action to do that.
That's interesting. They can do it with a simple majority. That is really interesting.
But of course, you got to get Sinema and Manchin to go along.
You know, I think they might go along with that.
I don't know. I'm very disappointed in them.
I am disappointed in them, too. Yeah. Well, we're down to our last 50 seconds.
Happy New Year again, everybody.
Same to
you. I don't think I actually said that at the beginning. Happy New Year 2022. The 240th time I've been on this station.
240th time. Holy cow. You're getting long in tooth on this station, let alone in real life.
Well, basically every week.
Yeah. And we love having you on.
I love being on.
All right. Well, I will talk to you, I guess, next week.
Yes.
I do have to drive down to North Carolina on Friday, so...
Oh, but you'll be back by Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll be back by Wednesday. Keep your fingers crossed I don't get stuck on I-95.
Oh, my God, what happened there is unbelievable. Yes. Be safe.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dr. Feynman. Bye-bye. Dr. Feynman, and you're listening to A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.